Blog Talk Radio.
Big thing is being right.
Rochester 17, 23 through 26. Seems like it'd be time to run down a statement that I need to pull out right quick.
Rochester 17, verse 23 through verse 26.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards, he will rise up and reward them.
So he said, afterwards, he will rise up and reward them for it.
And render their recompense upon their head.
And he will render their recompense upon their head.
Verse 24. But unto them they that repent.
But unto them that repent for the
he granted them return.
For unto the one that repent, we know that with our repenting we gotta be converted, right?
Right.
Those are the ones that he granted to return, like we read in the book of Matthew 12, that those that do the will of my Father, right? Those are the ones that, that's why I said, is in attitude to eternal life. Pray me up.
And comfort those that fail in patience.
Oh, yes.
Remember at the end of 25.
Hold on a minute.
Return unto that watch and forsake this sin.
Return to that watch and do what?
Forsake your sin.
What is sin? What can we read about what sin is? They said we gotta return to Yahweh and we gotta forsake our sin, right?
That's right.
So what do you mean by sin? What is sin? According to biblical definition of sin. What is the biblical definition of sin? Because we gotta get away from our sin, right?
That's right.
So what is the biblical definition of sin? First John chapter 3, verse number 3 and 4. Mother Israel. I'm going to get you in the mix, right?
First John chapter 3, verse 4. Verse 3. And every man that has Give diligence to make your and make sure
election sure.
Election sure.
So he said, if you fulfill the
Corinthians 13, verse 5.
2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Examine yourselves.
When you say examine yourself, go ahead.
Whether you be in the faith.
Whether you be in the faith, the covenant, go ahead.
Prove your own self.
Now you say you got to do what?
Prove your own self.
You got to prove your own self.
Know ye not your own self.
Go ahead. We'll be talking to the National Two Bird Platform. We'll see that address.
Thank you. populations who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us.
We say that y'all already promised to Abraham, right? Just because we're about to wait, we're by himself. Say, why ain't Yahweh willing more violently to show unto the heir of the promise the immutability of his promise? I don't know if you have things, but this thing was shown to the heir from the book of Hebrews. Let us see the sister of Leroy. Let's see if we can make it plain as can be. The book of Hebrews, who is the heir? Chapter 11, steps 1, 2, and 3, verse 6.
Right.
He didn't come to redeem the whole wide world, did he?
No, sir.
Let's get that in Daniel and Job were in it.
He said that those three men, Daniel,
anything concerning Noah, if I can put it out. In the book of Genesis, the Jews made a statement concerning Noah. Noah was nothing in his generation. Who's going to help me out with that?
She in the back.
All right, Brother Titus, put it out for me.
Okay, where we going?
Genesis. Let's see the way he's seeing about Noah. Genesis 6.
Yes, sir.
Verse 89. What did he say concerning Noah? Let's see, he said, so these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, right? That's about the
season.
That's what he had to say about concerning Noah. Let's just take them out right quick.
Go to the book of Genesis chapter 6, 8 and verse 9.
Yes, sir.
The book of Genesis chapter 6, verse 8 reads.
What it reads?
But Noah found mercy in the eyes of Yahweh.
Wait.
Verse 9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with Yahweh.
Noah walked with Yahweh, right? Your righteousness is your own self, right?
Mm-hmm.
righteousness is an everlasting righteousness.
Righteousness is an everlasting righteousness.
Isaiah 55.
Let's have a 6-3 example. Mother, see Israel, see you right. They say, I have stretched forth my hand unto a rebellious people. Walk in the way that were not good. After they almost saw. Isaiah 55, verse number 6-11.
Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6-11.
If
verse 6, seek ye the Yahweh, while he may be found.
So he said, seek ye what? Well, he may be found. Hold that point. Mother, see Israel, see right. Let's see what's going to happen. He said, pick your crown while he may be found. Let's see what's going to go down in the book of Amos, chapter 8, verse 11. Mother, see Israel, see right. Amos, chapter 8, 11 and 12. Amos, chapter 8, 11 and 12.
Earth and make it bring forth and bud Verse 9.
Jeremiah, sister Judith Israel, Israel.
Jeremiah chapter 17, I believe I'm looking for. Let me see that right quick. Look at Jeremiah chapter 17.
Adulterous. Mm-hmm. Know you not that the friendship
of the world is imaging with Yahweh.
They say that you're going to be hooked up with the world. They make you an enemy to Yahweh, right?
Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world,
whoever lines up with the world,
is the enemy of Yahshua.
And it's as plain as can be. You want to operate according to what the world got on the table. That means that you got a friend. You are an enemy of Yahshua. That what you think? Go back to that now, 1 Corinthians.
forsake her not. She should preserve you, love her, and she should keep you.
He said, hear the cry from the words of my mouth. For a second night she shall preserve you. Love her, and she shall keep you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7, come on.
Verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing.
Wisdom is the principal thing, go ahead.
Therefore, get wisdom.
Go ahead.
And all you'll get it, get understanding.
Verse
23,
what
do
you say?
Verse 23, read. Keep your mind with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
This thing is all about what you allow in your head, what you allow to come out of your head, right? That's what it's all about. What's in your head.
That's right.
Well, the first John, mother, eat. Did you read that?
All right, but I'm not just putting it out.
All right, on to Psalms chapter 40. Psalms chapter 40. Let me get there real quick. Psalms chapter 40. I'm going to pick it up at Psalms chapter 40. Pick it up at verse 6 to 8. Psalms chapter 40, verse 6 to 8. Psalms chapter 40, verse 6. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears has you open. Burnt offering and sin offering has you not. Verse 7. Then said I, no. I come in the Bible and the book. It is written to me. Verse 8. I delight to do your will. O my Yahweh the Father. Yea. Your Torah instruction. First five book. It's in within my mind.
Ezekiel 43, verse 7.
Ezekiel 43, verse 7.
What do you read?
And he said unto me, Son of man, the place of my throne is the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever. And my righteous name shall the family, nation of Israel, no more defy. Neither their days nor their king. By their war, nor about the carcasses of their kings in their high place.
So he said that he will dwell in the midst of Israel to put out forever. Now, I ain't never seen him in this point, but forever. I ain't never seen it well forever either. Book of Corinthians chapter 6, 17 and 18, verse 18 to 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 21. Then chapter 9, verse 21, to the DWA of Prince of Israel.
Daniel, chapter
9,
verse 21.
Yes, ma'am.
Yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I have seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation.
Okay, verse 22.
Informed me and talked with me and said,
O
Daniel, I am now come forth to give you skill and understanding.
That I'm come forth to give you skill and understanding. Give you skill and understanding. Okay. Skill and understanding. Okay, what is this skill and understanding? Come forth, give you skill and understanding. Okay. All right, Mother E. Give me, see what I want. Give me Sirach. Sirach chapter 30. Let's see what I want here. It's about chapter. Make that 30. All right. It's about 39, verse 6. Yeah, it's about 39, verse 6. Okay, it says in the spirit of understanding, he should pour out wise sentence. Wise sentence. He should pour out wise sentence. What's the wise sentence? To pour out wise sentence, right? Okay. Okay, wise sentence. Give me that 2 Timothy. Sister Judith. Give me that 2 Timothy. Let me get that 2 Timothy chapter 3. Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, Sister Jude, Israel, and C. Roy. Second Timothy
chapter 3, verse 15. And then from a child thou hast known the righteous scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Yahweh the Son.
That's why be wise. You got to keep the first five books. Start with the first five books. That's how you be wise. This is what's going on here. Hold on before I go to Proverbs real quick. Give me this, all right, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's go to Corinthians. Let's see what I want. Make that 1 Corinthians. Make that 1 Corinthians First Corinthians chapter 2. First Corinthians chapter 2. Pick up at verse 11. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. Remember, let your communication.
Proverbs 1:23.
Okay, is that Proverbs 1:23? Okay, we can stop there. Go ahead. Proverbs 1:23.
Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you.
Hallelujah. You go, my dear. She read Proverbs. Well, yeah, that was. Yeah, she comes from Proverbs. So she has John 6:63. Yeah, she read Proverbs.
John 6:63. It is the spirit that quickens the flesh, talketh nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. And they are life.
On this, what is spiritual? What is spiritual? What is spiritual? And we can read. You got one, Sister Phoebe?
Romans 8:6.
Is that Romans 8:6? You close.
Okay.
Yeah, with the spiritual, Man, you close. I didn't want my key hit. Number one hit, that's it. Anything else you can put in. I want the number one great hit. You're at Romans.
Romans 8:4-6.
15. Is that Romans 8:14-16? I'm gonna go ahead. No guess. I'm gonna get to the chase. Romans 7:14. Romans chapter 7, verse 14. Yahweh. Romans chapter 7, verse 14, Sister Judith, Israel of T. Roy. Romans chapter 7, verse 14.
Romans chapter 7, verse 14 reads, "For we know that the two instructors are spiritual, but I am an eternal, so under sin." And then you
couldn't
add that with Romans 8:2.
Okay, Romans 8:2. Let's see Romans 8:2.
Okay,
Romans 8:2 and 6. Okay, go ahead. Corinthians. You reading that, Sister Judith? Okay. All right, you left off at verse 14. Yeah, 1 Corinthians 2:14. First Corinthians, you there, Sister Judith?
Yeah.
Make sure you have your marker. You gotta know when I'm coming back.
Verse 14 reads, "But the natural man receiving not the things of the spirit of Yahweh."
Right, a natural man, they're not gonna receive that. We know that natural man, we already read about that, we read in Romans. They're not going to see this at all. Like tomorrow. They're not going to see that. They think they're going to see this, but not tomorrow. Definitely not. Go ahead.
"For they are foolishness unto him."
They're not going to know. It's going to be foolishness to them. They're not going to even understand. They're going to be You're going to be like a strange thing.
Yahweh. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned.
Right. They will not know because it's spiritually discerned. They are spiritually discerned. Mm-hmm. Okay, skip down. Skip down verse, same book, 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Pick up at 19.
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 19 reads, "For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with Yahweh. For it is written, he taketh the wise as their own creator."
All crafting. Okay. Verse 20.
Verse 20 reads, "And again, the Yahweh knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain."
The Yahweh knoweth the thoughts, minds of the wise. They are vain.
Yeah.
It's not concerning. It's not enough that he got written in his first five books. Okay. All right, let's preach up that. You just read that verse 20, right? Psalms 94:11. Psalms chapter 94, verse 11. Since the king got there, Prince of Israel. You ought to be reading David. You ought to be reading what David was saying. Psalms 94, verse 11. Yes, ma'am.
Yahweh knoweth the thoughts of men, that they are vanity.
See that? Yahweh knoweth the thoughts of men, that they are vanity. They are vanity. Okay. All right. Why do you say that? Why their thoughts are vanity? Let me get warmed up here. Mother Z. Meet Jeremiah. Meet Jeremiah real quick. All right, Jeremiah. Let's see what I want to. Get Jeremiah 17. What is he? Jeremiah 17, verse 9.
Jeremiah 17, verse 9.
9 and 10.
Yahweh searched the mind. I cried the rain, even according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing.
What are we doing? Okay.
Born and never see.
Yes, sir.
Let's look at Brother Sirach of the of Israel. Sirach chapter 37. Yeah. Listen to that 13 through 17.
Verse 13. And let the counsel of thine own mind stand, for there is no man more faithful unto thee than it. Verse 14. For a man's mind is sometimes wanting to tell him more things are more than seven watches that set above in an high tower.
My mind is a seven different directions at the same time, right? One minute we up, the next minute we down, right?
That's right, that's right.
One minute we happy, next minute we want to chat something about.
That's right.
All right, buddy, come on.
Verse 15. And above all this, pray to the Most High that he will direct your way in truth. Verse 16. Let reason go before every enterprise and counsel before every action.
Falsehood.
So, okay, the graven image that is made with stone. Stone and that molten, like metal. Made with fashion of metal. Abaka. Going to the book of Abaka. I'm in saying that as well, too. Yahuwah. Going to Abaka. All right. You said what, Sister TWB?
In that same chapter 21 and 22,
talking about the Jeremiah 10?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, go ahead and pull it out, Sister TWB, for
Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 21 and 22. For the pastor, verse 21, for the pastor shall become
fruitful.
And have not sought the Yahuwah.
Yes,
therefore, they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered.
Yeah, and you just read something to that. There's no shepherd, they scattered.
Verse 22. Behold, the noise of the
group
is come, and of great commotion out of the north country, to make the cities of Yahweh
Judah
desolate, and a den of
dragons. Yeah, to make them desolate. Because they brutish. They dazzle in the mind.
That's right.
You're talking about these pastors become brutish.
Yeah.
Just like what they're going to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
They're going to tell you to everybody. Come as you are, all these others. Everybody. All this spot.
Falsehood.
Okay. Let's read about this falsehood. This falsehood real quick. Alright, let's start off with Micah real quick. I'm just getting warmed up. Give me that Micah, Sister Judith. Micah chapter 2, Sister Judith, Israel. C. Roy. Micah chapter 2.
Okay, Micah chapter 2.
Mm-hmm. Pick up at verse 10 real quick. Micah chapter 2, verse 10.
Verse 10 is, arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest.
Right, who he is, it's not our rest. Everything that got going on, what got going on?
Yes,
he said, depart from it, it's not your rest.
Yes, go ahead. Because it is polluted. It shall destroy you even with a sword destruction.
Yes, that's right. Go ahead. That's Micah chapter 2, verse 9. I mean, verse 10. That was Micah chapter 2, verse 10. Go ahead.
Verse 11. If a man walking in the spirit and falsehood be lying, saying, I will prophesy, must he be a wine and a strong drink? He shall either be a prophet, seer of his people.
No. Let me go ahead and correct that. Now we just read the word pastor, right? We just read the word pastor. You can put in pastor, bishop,
shepherd,
deacon, all that. So there's no fear in this verse 11 at all. The fear not going to do that. Go back to that Jeremiah again. I'm going to ask her jewelry so we can get so we clean that up real quick.
21.
Yeah.
Jeremiah 10, verse 21.
Sister Judith, listen up. She's going to read it. So you know what to put there. Because they don't see it in this case at all. And then Micah 2:11. Okay, go ahead, Sister Phoebe, be a Prince Israel. Okay, I just want to get that word pastor real quick. All right, back to you, Sister Judah. Back to that Micah where you was at. Earlier, Micah chapter 2. So when you see that word here in verse 11, she just read the word pastor, right, with put there, what goes there in Micah chapter 2, verse 11.
Is it man walking in the spirit of falsehood
lies,
saying, I will prophesy unto thee a wine and a strong drink. He shall even be the
you just read the word pastor.
Prophet of his people.
Okay. Well, goes there, we just read the word pastor, because I thought he was going to put it in. Let me read the verse. Micah chapter 2, verse 11. If a man walks in the spirit and falsehood do lie, saying, I will prophesy unto you of wine and of strong drink. He should even be the pastor, deacon, bishop of this people. Either or. Okay. All right. About this falsehood here, because Job had something to say about that falsehood too. About the falsehood. Going to Job, book of Job, real quick. Go to book of Job. Yes. Speaking about falsehood. Go to book of Job. Let's see what I want here. It's thinking about falsehood. About that falsehood. Everything. Falsehood. Okay. Book of Job. Forget about that falsehood. It says something about the falsehood of Job. Elder Yada, you know that, I know it's in Job. I remember saying that falsehood. Let's see. Falsehood. Yeah, that's it. All right, Job 21:34. Go ahead, Sister Pete, up there for this real.
Job 21:34. How then conquer you me as vain, seeing as your answer there remaineth falsehood?
Right, that's the answer. Their answer there remaineth falsehood. Yeah, I'm sure I'm going to go there. All right, Psalms. All right, go ahead, Sister Judy. Psalms 119:118.
Down has broken, trodden down all them that err from thy statutes of their deceitful counsel.
All right. Psalms 144. Psalms 144, verse 8. And verse 11.
Psalms 144, verse 8 and verse 11. Whose mouth speaketh vain, and thy right hand
is a right
hand of falsehood. Verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children whose mouth is lame and their right hand is a
right hand of falsehood. Give me the hand of strange children. Jeremiah 13:25. What's that read? Jeremiah 13:25. That's a good one. Then go ahead.
Therefore I will scatter them as a stubble that passes away by the wind of the wilderness. Verse 25. This is your lot, the portion of your measures from me, says Yahweh. Because you have forgotten me and trusted in falsehood.
You've forgotten me and trusted in falsehood. I got something in Isaiah. Let me say something in Isaiah. In falsehood. Okay, let's go to Isaiah real quick. Go to Isaiah. There go another example of falsehood. Go to Isaiah.
return.
What do you say to the people up there, Prince Israel?
Isaiah 59:13.
Yeah, go ahead. That's it. Psalms real quick, because we're going to Psalms. Speaking of pressure.
Yeah.
We go to Psalms real quick, we're coming back. We're going to Psalms. See what I want. Speaking of pressure. I'm getting warmed up here. I'll start with Psalm 62. Psalm 62, verse 10. Psalm 62, verse 10. Psalm 62, verse 10, dog. You don't trust in oppression. Okay. Give me that, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 31. Mother E, Proverbs chapter 3. Verse 31. Right. This oppressor got, a name on it. Who is this oppressor that we're reading about? Got a name on him. This oppressor got a name on him. Get you warmed up real quick. They show getting, they done finna cranked up in a little bit. They gonna start cranking up in a little bit. They finna make some noise.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna get themselves in trouble because all right, I'm going to get warmed up here. Let's go to Genesis real quick. We get a name of who our oppressor is. Sister Judith, give me Genesis 36 real quick. Genesis 36, pick up at verse 1. 8 to 12.
8 to 12. 8 to 12. Now these are the generations of Esau.
who is he? Verse 2. He shall took.
No, skip down verse 8.
Thus, what he saw is Mount Seir.
Yeah, Mount Seir.
Mount Seir. He saw is Edom.
He saw is Edom.
Verse 9. And these are the generations of Esau, the father of the Edomites in Mount Seir.
They get so-called white, but they red people today.
Verse 10,
go ahead.
These are the names of Esau's sons.
Go ahead.
Was the
Eliphaz.
Eliphaz and son of
Adah.
Adah, the wife of Esau.
And Guiel.
Guiel, the son of
Bashemah.
Bashemah, the wife of Esau. Verse 11. And the sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zepho, and Gatham, and
Kanah.
Kanah.
So this Teman today is the so-called, got that war going on, the Russian man. That's who Teman is. That's one of Esau's five sons. And Zepho, who's that fit today? Who's Zepho? That's the people over there in, what you call Romans.
Yeah.
That's Zepho. Yaqua. That's, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to Zepho, but I'm not seeing it in Jasher. So I'm going to Jasher. Zepho. Let's pull it out real quick. Okay, we're going to Book of Jasher. Let's see. Now we're proving on who Zepho is, who that fits. Chapter 61. I'm at chapter 61. Okay, yeah. Yep, here it goes. Yeah, chapter 61. Chapter 61. Now I'm in the Book of Jasher. Okay, Sister Judith, pick it up at chapter 61. Pick it up at verse 1.
Chapter 61, verse 1.
Verse 1 and 2, skip down verse 5 through 6. Just get a name real quick. Then, really, go ahead.
And it came to pass, at that time, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, commanded all his people to make for him a strong palace of Egypt.
Okay, go ahead, verse 2.
And he also commanded the sons of Israel to assist the...
Let's read it like it is.
The Egyptians in the building. And the Egyptians made a beautiful and elegant palace for a royal habitation. And he dwelt therein, and he renewed his government, and he reigned
securely. Okay, skip. Okay, verse 5.
Verse 5. And Zepho, son of Eliphaz.
Yeah, we read Genesis.
Eliphaz, the son of Esau, captain of the host of
Anguish,
king of
What's that? How do you pronounce that?
Dahabadon is still daily enticing Agus to prepare for battle to fight with the sons of
Israel
in Egypt. And Agus was unwilling to do this thing, for his servants had related to him all the might of the sons of Israel that they had done unto them in their battle with the children of Egypt.
That's it, those are the children of Esau. So this is Zephyr with verse 6.
Verse 6. And Zephyr was in those days daily enticing Agnes to fight with the sons of Israel in those days.
So that's why we say that's who that fits. That's who Zephyr is talking about. Yahuwah. So that's what it is. All right. I just wanted to pull that out. Okay, use that. Let me get 24. Yeah. Oh yeah. Go ahead on verse 24. Back to Jackson's. Book of Jasper, chapter 61, verse 24. Sister Judith.
Verse 24 reads, and the children of
Chittim
saw the vow of Zephyr, and the children of Chittim resolved, and they made Zephyr king over them. And he became king over them, and will see reign. That they went to the children of
Tubal
and all the surrounding islands.
Verse 25.
And their king Zephyr went at their head, and they made war with Tubal and the islands. And they seduced them, and when they returned from the battle, they renewed his government for him. And they built for him a very large palace for his royal habitation and seat. And they made a large throne for him, and Zephyr reigned over the whole land of Chittim and over the land of
Italy. That's over there. That's the place over there, Rome. What they really the real name of that land is Chittim. Because you know the Genesis 10 chapter. You know, land of Japheth. Land of Japheth. Yeah, what they call it, Italy. Yeah, that's Rome over there. That's Zephyr. Okay. Look at Jasher. Yeah, we pulled out who Zephyr is. That's Esau. You know, called Russian people. No, that's Rome. We're talking about Rome. Zephyr was Rome. He's thinking about Rome. Who's Esau?
Jasher 10, verse 16,
let's
get to them.
This is verse 16. Jasher 10:16.
and the children of Shem are the
Omen,
and they also went and built themselves cities. Those are the cities.
What they done did, they done changed, you know, like Europe and Rome and all that. But the Bible says you should not remove landmarks. You should not remove landmarks. Let's get that. I'm going to get one up here in Deuteronomy about what they done did. I'm going to Deuteronomy, Sister Judith. Exactly what they done did. Want to book a Deuteronomy? If I can run that.
Go to Deuteronomy chapter. Deuteronomy chapter 27. 17.
Cursed be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark. And all the people shall say, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, second witness on that. Another witness. Let's go to 19:14, chapter 19:14. Same book. Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 14. All right, Mother E. Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 14. Yes, ma'am. See exactly what they done did. They want to change things. They want to change things. Before I go any further, like what Joe said, let's go to Psalms 49:11. I'm just getting warmed up here real quick. I'm coming back. Psalms 49, verse 11, by the DF Israel. Y'all, before you go there, give me Job 8:8 real quick. Job chapter 8, verse 8. Yeah, go ahead, Mother DF Israel. Yes, ma'am.
Job chapter 8, verse 8. For inquire, I pray you, of the former age, and prepare yourself to the search of their father.
Why do you got to have a search of your father? They got to line up with that. All these things that they came up with by moving things.
Psalms 49, verse 11. Their inward thought is that their family shall continue forever, and their dwelling place to all generations. They call their land after their own name.
Right. They call their land after their own name. Just like your dog, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. All right? Okay. Should not remove your land, your neighbor landmark. Okay, it's another one on that. About the landmark. All right, let me see. If it's not a Job, then I know it's supposed to be Job, so it's probably... Oh, yeah, that's okay. Yeah, go to Proverbs real quick. Neighbor landmark. Let's see. Proverbs. All right, Proverbs 22:28. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 28. To the feet of the Prince Israel, Proverbs 22:28. Then another witness in that same Proverbs 23:10. You have me 23:10, Mother E. After Sister Stevie up there, read me Proverbs 22:28.
Remove not the ancient landmark which your fathers have set.
Which your fathers have set. You tell them not to do it. Which your father has set. Okay, Proverbs 23:10. Not the field of the fathers. We just got to read that. Aliyahua. Exactly what they done did. Yeah, they wanted. Look what it says there, but it was already prophesied that they was going to do that. It was written that they was going to do that. Okay. It's written about they was going to do that. All right, let's go to our book. Go to Daniel. Go to Daniel real quick. Daniel chapter 7. Daniel chapter 7. Verse 25. Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. All right. Sister Judith, Daniel chapter 7, verse 25.
Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his land, and until a time and times and the divine.
Okay, Sister Judy, who are the saints here? Who are the saints here in verse 25? What saints is he talking about? To think to wear out the saints. What is he talking about? Sister Judy. One thing, reading one thing another, but we got to know what we're reading as well, and that's what matters.
Right with Acts 8.
That's right.
We did it in Acts 8.
You got to know what to read. Acts chapter. No, I was asking Sister Judith about who the saints are. That's what I was reading. Then I also made a statement about, we got to know what we're reading. Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8. Think about verse 30. Acts chapter 8, verse 30.
Acts chapter 8.
Acts chapter 8, verse 30, to the people of Israel.
Acts chapter 8, verse 30. And Philip ran hither to him and heard him read the seal, Elijah, and said, understand.
It's Isaiah with an E.
And said,
oh, I got to use
that. Hold on. What you read
it? I'll tell you what you read.
Yeah, I'm
Right, he's saying, do you know what you're reading? Yeah, so you got to know what you're reading. Okay, well, I'll read verse 31. Any guide me? I mean, any desire. Desire to. Yes. All right, back to that Daniel 7.
Psalms 50, 7.
Yeah, what? Okay, go ahead. Psalms chapter 50. Go ahead, Sister Judy.
Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Verse 6. And the heavens still declare his righteousness, for Yahweh is jealous himself. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am Yahweh, even thy Yahweh.
That's who the saints are.
I got one.
Psalms 48:14. All right, go ahead. I was just, you saw read my math to the people there, so just go ahead.
So what
did
you say to the
Psalms
148:14. If you want to add a little bit more, you speak that Psalms 149:1.
Manifest to his saints.
Okay? So when you say manifest the saints, then you go, well, you break that down, go to Psalm 55:7, Psalm 148:14, and yes.
I know, I'm just saying for teachers' sake, like, they might not teach the children of Israel in that verse.
Right.
But that's where we go at, and it's in there. But they're not going to see that, but we see it's in there.
Right.
By going, that's why I'm just saying for an example.
That's why I went to 148:14.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Okay, Sister Judy, you was holding that Daniel chapter 7.
Yeah, verse 25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and saints to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hands until a time and time and the dividing of
time. Okay, give me that verse 26 real quick.
Verse 26. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his domain.
Dominion.
Dominion. To consume and to destroy it unto the
good.
Okay. Give me verse 27. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey.
That's coming. Once again, the order. See, the last thing they want is this to happen. See, they know this book. They know that their end is cutting short. That's why they know that, and they grieve. They grieve. And I can read that about their grief. Give me that Nehemiah. The nations, they grieving right now. Give me that Nehemiah. Mother Z, give me Nehemiah. Let me see what let me get there real quick. See what I want here. Go to Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 2. Nehemiah chapter 2, pick up at think about that verse 7, Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 7. My key here is verse 10. Seven to ten. Convey means, so we gotta be. Let's find out what that word is. Convey me. That's some convey me. Whatever. Convey. Let's see what that means.
Convey.
Okay, transport. Or carry to a place.
made the temple or something. Carry a place. Okay, I got you. Carry some. Okay. That's what that word means. Go ahead.
Verse 10.
Verse 8? 7. Let's get to the whole point. Let's get verse 10 real quick.
You want 8 or you want 10?
Let's get 10.
Verse 10. When Sanballat the Horonite and Tobias the servant the Amorite heard of it, it grieved them exceedingly that thou would come a man to see the welfare of the children of Israel.
It's like we'd be on the airways. They know that they get grieved every time. Like WCC and the Latter-day Saints. That's an example right there. They know certain things that's coming out. They know their time is cut short. You see, they don't know the reason why they've been put in that position. They already know why they put in that position real quick. Look at what's going on here. See, they think they reasons why they're in power or not. But see, not knowing this, give me Daniel real quick. We're going to Daniel. They put that by disobedience. I'm going to go to Daniel real quick. Let's see what I want to Daniel real quick. Daniel. Okay, Daniel chapter 4, 17. Daniel chapter 4, verse 17. All right, Sister Judy, give me Daniel chapter 4, verse 17.
Daniel chapter 4, verse 17. This matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the righteous one to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men,
yeah,
and giveth it to whosoever he will, and
set it
up over it the basis of men.
You know what basis is? The basis. That means you wordsing it, but I can't get a better definition on basis than display. Basis. B-A-S-E-S-T. It's like the basis of man, just like the leaders, like your government, president, they set up.
Well, look that up.
Okay, basis. B-A-S. B-A-S-E-S-T.
B-A-S-E-S-T. A person or person's action or feeling without moral principles in the reasonable.
I'm going to say a better definition than that. Let me see. Basis. Like being the lowest out of lowest.
Yeah.
All the way at the bottom. Okay. Said the basis. They think they got in that position on their own. They so puffed up. Daniel chapter 2, verse 21. Mother Z.
Daniel chapter 2, verse 21.
Pick up at verse 20.
Daniel chapter 2, verse 20. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of Yahweh forever and ever. For wisdom and might are his.
21, yes ma'am.
And he changes the time. He changed the time and the season. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understand.
So he removed kings and set up kings. It's time to get rid. And they got themselves, that's the reason they position.
Let me throw one in and make sure
Yes, sir.
When he said he set up the faces of men, right?
Right. Okay, I got Micah. All right, Micah chapter 2. Micah chapter 2. All right. Micah chapter 2. Pick up at verse 2. Micah chapter 2, verse 2. All right, Sister Judith. Micah chapter 2, verse 2. She didn't. Okay, Mother Z, Micah chapter 2, verse 2.
Micah chapter 2, verse 2. And
Mother Z. Yeah, Mother Z.